Welcome to the Eddie Hyatt Podcast. I'm your teacher and host, Eddie Hyatt. So glad you joined me on this Wednesday morning. We're going to continue talking about Christmas is for real. Not talking about the date, December 25th. We're talking about the birth of Jesus Christ. The date is not important. Yes, I am all for celebrating December 25th as the birth of Jesus Christ, even though I know he wasn't born on December 25th. But the issue is he was born, and it is a cause of celebration. And believing in the virgin birth is very important, because if Jesus was not born of a virgin, if he was a normal birth between two human parents, Joseph and Mary, then his death has no significance. Because you see, it is his divine status as the God-man, God incarnate. This is what makes his death efficacious for all humanity. So if Jesus was not born of a virgin, if he is a mere human being born of two human parents, then that undermines everything else. It takes away the deep meaning and significance and the redeeming power of his death, and undermines the credibility of his resurrection. So the virgin birth is a very, very important doctrine. That is why it is related by both Matthew and Luke in the New Testaments. Now, we're talking about historical evidence. Yes, as believers, we accept it by faith. We read it in the Bible, we accept it by faith. But what I am wanting to do, and what I did in this little book that I'm referring to and reading from, Christmas is for Real, was to show that our belief in the virgin birth is not a blind leap of faith into the dark. No, it is a step, an enlightened step of faith into the light, into the empirical, pragmatic evidence, historical evidence that is there to be looked at, investigated, and verified. And so all of this is revolving around Luke, who gives the most detailed account of the virgin birth in his gospel, Luke chapter 1, beginning at verse 26. I encourage you to read it during these Christmas holidays. And he tells all about Mary, about the appearance of the angel Gabriel to her, the things that Gabriel said to her, and her response, and the interaction back and forth, and then how she went to see her cousin Elizabeth, the husband of Zacharias. The parents, John was not born at the time, but Elizabeth was pregnant with John the Baptist, and their interaction, and how the baby, which was John the Baptist, how he leaped for joy in the womb of his mother Elizabeth when he heard Mary telling about her encounter with the angel Gabriel. I mean, this very detailed account by Luke in his gospel, it is obvious that he has talked to probably Mary herself, at least to Mary, or perhaps to people that Mary relayed these detailed, intimate details of the historical account that she relayed them to. Because you see, Luke, Mary, it is believed, lived for, you know, some think as long as 20 plus years after the resurrection of Jesus. So there was plenty of time for people to talk to her. Luke, who was a traveling companion with Paul, would have spent much time in and around Jerusalem and in Judea, and he would have had all kinds of opportunities to interview Mary And he does say, as we have mentioned again and again in his gospel at the beginning, he says that he has carefully investigated everything that he is telling in his gospel. Now, so our investigation and our historical evidence is very much centered around Luke and how modern science, modern archaeology, modern historical research has shown that he is a world-class historian, more accurate than any other historian, ancient historian of history. Wow. Now, another way that that Luke has come to the forefront and revered for his accuracy as a historian is through modern archaeology. For example, Sir William Ramsay was a world-renowned archaeologist and professor of archaeology at Oxford University. Now, he was a liberal theologian. He originally thought that he could scientifically discredit Luke's accounts in his gospel and in Acts by visiting and examining the places mentioned in his gospel, and especially in the book of Acts. Now, Ramsay was a product of the skeptical German higher criticism of the 19th century, and he taught at Oxford University that the New Testament was an unreliable book, that it was written in the second century by individuals who were far removed from the events described. In other words, these are people, they just made up these events and stories. However, he took a leave from Oxford, and he spent years traveling there in the Middle East, and particularly Asia Minor, retracing Luke's account of Paul's travels and doing archaeological discoveries along the way. As a result, this world-renowned skeptic, agnostic archaeologist, he completely reversed his view of the Bible and first century history. As a result of his scientific investigation, you know, there are people who are considered theologians and philosophers. They sit in their stuffy offices surrounded by all kinds of books and volumes, and there they ruminate and they think and they come up with all of their theories. They have never gone out and done the real work of scientific investigation as Ramsay did. If they did, they would have the same experience as Ramsay. But they sit in their stuffy offices and come up with all these great theories. And people just drink it down and swallow it like a little bird with its mouth wide open. Well, Ramsay, after years of doing the hard work of scientific archaeological investigation, he completely reversed his views, and he acquired a very high regard for Luke as a historian. And here's a direct quote, what he said. And this is in a book he wrote called The Bearing of Recent Discovery on the Accuracy of the New Testament. He said, "Luke is a historian of the first rank. Not merely are his statements of fact trustworthy, he is possessed of the true historic sense. In short, this author should be placed along with the greatest of historians." In 1896, Ramsay began publishing his discoveries in a book called St. Paul, the Traveler, and the Roman Citizen. This book caused a furor of dismay among the skeptics of the world because it affirmed the biblical record, and this was totally unexpected. They thought he was going to show that he had proven that the Bible was wrong. Instead, he writes this treatise showing from his scientific investigation that the Bible is accurate again and again and again. In fact, the evidence was so overwhelming that many atheists gave up their atheism and embraced Christianity. Wow. Over the next 20 years, Ramsey continued to publish volumes showing how he discovered Luke to be accurate in the tiniest details of his account. In one of these works called The Bearing of Recent Discovery on the Trustworthiness of the New Testament, he wrote, listen to this about Luke. You may press the words of Luke in a degree beyond any other historians, and they stand the keenest scrutiny and the hardest treatment. Here is this who at first was an agnostic professor and archaeologist who has found Luke to be accurate down to the tiniest details. And he says his record will stand the keenest scrutiny and the hardest treatment. Wow. This is the Luke who gave us our most detailed account of the virgin birth. And if Luke was this careful to get his facts straight and accurate about countries and roads and rulers and people and dates and all these other kinds of details, can we not trust that he was also just as careful to get his facts straight and accurate when he recorded more important things like the virgin birth of Jesus Christ? He also recorded about Jesus' crucifixion and his resurrection. Yes, we can count on the fact that Luke was a very careful historian. And as he said at the beginning of his gospel, just before writing about the virgin birth, he said that he had carefully investigated everything he was writing about so that we could know the certainty of the things he was reporting. Oh, my friends, our faith is not a leap in the dark. Our faith is based on solid historical evidence, solid historical accounts that stand the hardest scrutiny by the most difficult agnostics and so on. By the way, Ramsey, he became a person of faith. How could he not? He had to give up his skepticism, his agnosticism, because he found the Bible to be an accurate account of historical facts. Oh, thank God for the virgin birth. Thank God that Christmas is for real. You can count on it. You can put your faith in him today. I'm Eddie Hyatt. If you don't have the little book, Christmas is for Real, it's available from Amazon and my website at eddiehyatt.com. Sue and I are praying that you have a wonderful Christmas season. And our prayer for you is that Jesus will become more real to you than ever before. And if we can be a blessing to you in any way, send us an email, message us on Facebook, follow me on Twitter, and I look forward to seeing you tomorrow.